In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Today, the gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the mission that the Lord called his disciples and apostles to go, preaching the kingdom. And he entrusted them over a specific mission, and he gave them instructions about how to go into this mission. So among the instructions that the Lord said to them, he said, and greet no one along the route. And this, in a way, we might look at it and think why the Lord wants them just to go without greeting anyone along the route. Actually, the Lord here was warning them from the distraction that might take from them the enthusiasm for the mission that they are entrusted to go for. And this is one of the main temptations of our contemporary age, that sometimes we lose focus and we forget totally what we are called to do and how to do it. This is something that we all suffer from sometimes, and we think we are in the middle of a way, and we ask ourselves where I am heading, what am I doing exactly, and what is the purpose of my life altogether. In order to maintain the focus and not to be distracted, we have to watch over certain things. St. Paul today told us the first hint that in order to run in a race and be able to reach the end of it and win the prize, you have to work on disciplining your body. Senses that are without control, a mind that is wandering here and there with no control whatsoever, it's very hard to go with such an open house speaking about your mind and thoughts and your senses. It's very hard to go in life like this. That's why the church is teaching us that we should be practicing all of these kinds of self-discipline through fasting, through refraining from just watching things that with no use, spending hours before the TV and over the internet. All of these things will end up for us being distracted. It's very much for us to press for the prize, very hard for us to keep our thoughts, our minds focused and on the target that we are heading to. The first step, in order to be focused, we have to discipline our bodies. As St. Paul said today to the Corinthians, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach it to others, I myself might be disqualified. In order to stay focused as well, we have to avoid looking back. A lot of times, after we come to the knowledge of truth, and we feel that we are called for a higher goal than just to eat and drink and bring children to life, sometimes we are so much distracted because we look backward. We look backward sometimes to the old ways, maybe thinking of them that maybe I was enjoying this. Remember the Israelites in the wilderness, after they came out from the land of Egypt, where they were tortured there and lived as slaves, they kept looking back and pitying themselves and thinking how good was the land of Egypt, how much fun and good food they left behind them. That's why they were not able to press for the prize, to complete their strife. They were not able to make it to the promised land because they were distracted by looking backward. Many things in our past, we have to overlook it. We have to look forward. Remember the wife of Lot? Her heart was still in Sodom. She was not able to come out. That's why she perished before she came out from this cursed land. The Lord said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. How many times we still hold the grudge and bitterness, and this hinders us from looking forward. These are pulling us backward. We are so much distracted by the old ways, by feelings, by experiences, and we do not want to look forward and just ignore it altogether. So to stay focused, we said, number one, to work on disciplining the body. Secondly, to avoid looking back. Thirdly, we have to review priorities and goals. Do I have a goal in my life, or I'm just living day to day? I just put the goal for today. I want to do this and do that, and that's it. The Lord said, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now he is putting before eyes of one priority, the kingdom. One priority, he gave the disciples only one mission in order for them to be focused. You only go to preach the kingdom. This should be the goal and the priority for all of the children of God. Is this my priority? Am I heading to the kingdom? Am I really having a goal before my eyes? Sometimes we are just walking in the flock. I do not know where I am heading. I'm just following the people who are around me. After some time, I will lose interest. I will not be able to complete it simply because I'm not seeing a goal. You know these dogs that the people take them while they are hunting? Sometimes you find this. After they run after a prey, only one dog continue to the end. This is the one who see the hunt, the prey. Others are running with other dogs, just running with him. After some time, they lose interest because they got tired and they not see what they are trying to hunt. Don't be like this, walking and just running with a flock without setting a goal. You have no priority in life whatsoever. In order to be focused, have to discipline your body. We have to avoid looking back. We have to review our priorities and goals. Number four, we have to review our gains or losses in view of the goal set. If my goal is the kingdom, then everything else will be a loss for the sake of and the preference of knowing the Lord Christ. This is what St. Paul said to the Philippians. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. He counted everything as rubbish. Everything else that hindered me from knowing Christ and holding him is counted as rubbish, as loss. In view of this, then the money, the dignity that is hurt, all of these kinds of things that we are so much distracted with, we are trying to keep and gain, exactly as St. Paul said, are rubbish. And we are so much overwhelmed with the rubbish. We are so much taken by them. And because of that, then we lose the goal altogether. We have to review every day our gains and losses in view of the set goal. You might win an argument with your wife, and maybe you will humiliate her, and you will end up feeling good. I won this. I am the man of the house. But at the end of the day, maybe I won this argument by humiliating my partner and my spouse. But what did I gain out of this? I lost Christ. I made him to feel uncomfortable in my house. And then I won something, but made me to lose the goal, Christ himself. Let us review every day our deeds and we see, is this going to take me to my goal or not? If not, then this is a distraction. In order to be focused also, we have to work on setting aside quiet time. We are also much taken by our busy life. Every day today, we seldom have time for ourselves or for the people whom we care about the most. We say that I work for my family. I try to get them the best. But really, at the end of the day, I am not with them and I am not with myself. Then what did I achieve by working all of these hours every day? At the end of the day, I am not reviewing my life. I don't have time to spend it with my family. The Lord said in the prophecy of Isaiah, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Quietness and confidence. Totally the opposite of what is happening now. We are so much in noise. Everything is taking us. We are giving our ears, our eyes, our hearts, our minds into a lot of distraction, and we are not giving ourselves the opportunity to be quiet in order to regain our strength and our confidence. Another point in order to help us to stay focused, to avoid the attachment. This is something maybe hard. I will give you the example of our father Abraham, who was actually a master in detachment from everything at every time. The first time the Lord called him to follow him, he was immediately able to detach himself from the place. You come out, you leave your country, you leave your people, and he didn't find difficulty to follow the Lord and detach himself. He was not taken and distracted by the attachment of the place. I love this place, I feel comfortable here, I cannot walk, follow the Lord when he asked me this. Another time the Lord asked him to detach himself from the love of his only son. And this was a much difficult test, but he was also successful. He detached himself from the love of his son for the sake of his goal to know God and abide in his love. He argued and he pleaded to save Sodom and Gomorrah, but when the Lord asked him to give his son as a sacrifice, he did not say a word. He did not argue for a minute. How hard it is. How hard it is for us sometimes to be detached from not only good relationships, but bad relationships that we know it is taking us away from God. How many times we know that knowing this particular boy or girl or man or woman is taking me away from my family, taking me away from the love of God, and we still want to go for it, and I still want to gain the rubbish and lose Christ. It is very hard, but it is as we say it. It is like this. If I do not learn to be able to detach myself from everything and everyone, I cannot stay focused along the road and continue to the end of my race. The last point, be always aware when intending to start a spiritual work. The Lord was giving them a spiritual mission, that's why he warned them. Notice this, every time you sit in your heart that I am going to start praying, I'm going to start reading the Bible, I will come to church early, usually something will happen to distract you from this. Usually you hear it so commonly, that people fight usually in their way coming to the church or Saturday night. This is not an accident or a coincidence. There is someone that he has interest in distracting you. If you sit in your heart, I'm going to stand in prayer, do not postpone it for some times until you check your email. This will end up for you being sitting hours over the internet and you will never stand in prayer. If you sit in your heart that I'm going to read the Bible at this particular hour every day, don't postpone it until you finish this particular job and then I will be able to do it. This will never happen. If you are intending to start a spiritual work, be determined to start immediately. Do not allow anyone or anything to take your attention away and leave you distracted, because you will never be able to complete this work. This training mission, the Lord gave it to his disciples. He gave them this particular instruction: greet no one along the road. Let us review how we can help ourselves to keep our focus all the way until we finish our struggle here on earth. First of all, we have to work on self-discipline. Our senses, our minds and thoughts should be under control. We should avoid looking back. We should review our priorities and goals and review our gains and losses in view of the goal set. We should set aside quiet time. We should avoid the attachment, and we should be aware when intending to start a spiritual work. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.